When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to The Exchange, presented by WinBet with Nick Mangold and Mark Sanchez. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent.
Episode one,
Let's
season
go.
Three. Let's dominate. We got some housekeeping.
Okay.
Emmy-nominated show.
Let's go. Let them know. Let the people know.
So now we need to kind of bring up some more bangers.
Ooh.
All right. And I
think. Do you have a guest in mind?
I think we have a good start. We're coming out hot.
Okay.
We're going to start with a quarterback.
Talk to me, coach.
Uh-huh.
Let's roll.
You ready?
I'm in.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez.
There go the ratings.
Yeah, there it goes. No, we are going to have Aaron Rodgers on episode one. And I'm really excited about it. I think his excitement for the organization and everything that's being brought in from him being here has been unbelievable.
You could just feel the energy.
Yeah.
When you're here.
I mean, they have grandstands for training camp.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Practice was packed.
And so you, obviously, Aaron has embraced his time here. And, and one of the things when he first got here, or when he was the whole courtship time, when he was on the McAfee show, and he said his intention was to come to New York. As a former New York Jets player, I took a little bit of pride in that. That he wanted to come to New York.
That he wanted to come here.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, this was, remember, in 2010, this was a pretty hot destination.
2010.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We signed two other guys. Who else do we have?
Cromartie.
Crow. Good call.
I just rewatched Hard Knocks.
There was another huge free agent. I said LaDainian, right?
Yeah.
LaDainian.
I don't know.
Well, regardless, people wanted to come here.
People wanted to come here. And so there's that same kind of feeling. And he obviously has embraced New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway.
Broadway, concerts.
Concerts.
Games.
Games.
Hoops games. I don't know if he went to a Rangers game, but I know he went to Knicks.
Did he? I don't know if he went to a Rangers game.
Are we going to, like, pin him down? Are we going to pin him down on who's his favorite team to get him in hot water?
No, we don't want to do that.
Watch him say the Yankees and not the Mets and just like get in trouble.
Yeah, that would be good.
Just totally set
him
up.
Has he done a baseball game?
I don't know. He should throw out the first pitch is what he should do.
Probably. So what was your experience?
God.
With this, like,
well,
do you have any advice that you?
Shoot. I don't know if he needs advice from me.
I don't think he does, no. But if you were to give him another.
I'm glad he's taking that in because those are some of my favorite memories.
That's one thing that I appreciate. I did. Like, I took in the city. Yeah. I didn't go – I wasn't cool enough, so I didn't have, like, all the celebrity stuff. But, like, we still went into the city and we did different things. And, like, embraced – like, you're in New York City.
100%.
Why not
Who
take
knows
advantage?
How long you're going to be here?
Yeah.
Who knows
Why not
how
take
long
advantage of what
last?
You can do?
Exactly right. And
I wish I would have been a cool celebrity, though.
Going to – movie premieres and Broadway shows and bringing guys on the team, like, that was one of my favorite things. Taking guys to Broadway shows who never really would go, or bringing their wives, that was always the winner.
You
bring the wives, and then, you know, later on when the boys need a night, like, you get a pass, you get to go hang with the boys. You know, so
I
appreciated
that. Got me flowers.
Mother's Day flowers.
It was a genius move.
Thanks.
Except when they show up at the door, like, who's sending you flowers?
I will cut this man.
I will kill somebody. But I think it's I'm looking forward to talking to him. I know that he's really embraced his time here. And you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
He's doing it right.
I'm intrigued to see what comes up.
Me too. Let's get him in here.
We should do it. All right. Let's get to Aaron Rodgers.
Come on. Welcome Aaron Rodgers. How about that, Nick?
Finally, third time's a charm.
This is how we're going to start. I hear you have one of these silly little phone cases that I've seen a lot of soccer moms with.
Mine's not silly.
You can put your Costco card in right here. See? Your license.
Shout out to Safe Sleeve. This protects EMF radiation.
No free shout outs, dude. People got to pay. WinBet.
You have this in your pocket. You want kids? You're probably done.
Oh, is that a thing?
You might not be done.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
The radiation or whatever?
I don't know if it is because I have
four. This has the Jets logo to block your radiation.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate that. Nice. I'll find a good home for it. I got a special drawer for these things.
The burner phone. That's
just put the garbage bin?
Round filing cabinet.
No.
Nice.
Never. I didn't bring any gifts. Sorry.
Favorite part non-football so far being in New York? Knicks games, Broadway show, what was like?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to say a wrong answer either way, probably. So
somehow you're going to make somebody mad.
I'm going to piss somebody off.
You can't please.
If I say Taylor Swift, they won't let me back to MSG.
We need to talk about that too.
If I say MSG, they'd be mad because the Taylor Swift and the Ed Sheeran were at MetLife.
Ooh.
So I'm going to take those out. Those are incredible. And I'm going to say something real random. And I'm going to say Taylor Swift concert.
It was a marathon.
Yeah, I just, you know, you didn't know what it was.
Did you love it though?
I did love it. I did.
Marathon.
It was.
Was it?
Dude, 40 songs.
40
More than that, like 44, 45.
Okay.
Like, yeah, don't.
And all, you forget.
Don't shortchange her.
You forget how many. And she's on it the whole time, dude.
And changing outfits. And
oh, bro. It's a, wow. I was impressed.
I personally, and this might come as a shock, have no musical bone in my body. Can't carry rhythm, rhyme, none of that. So I'm always impressed by musicians.
I'm offended by that.
So, as you should be. And the fact that, like, I went to my first Fish show last year. And the way that those guys are just jamming.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing. It's unbelievable.
Taylor Swift and Fish. Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Sick, dude. You can have the Swifties after you, bro. Did you get any bracelets?
I did. I got a lot. Yeah.
Come on.
People were giving to me because one of the other cool things is I hadn't been to MetLife as a Jet and I wanted to see the locker room.
Yeah.
So I was like, once we got there before the show started, I think Phoebe was on and there's intermission actually between the two. And I was like, can I see the locker room? You know, I just wanted to see where I'm going to be hanging out. No, they did. But I was walking through the crowd and people were like, hey, do you want a bracelet? I was like, yeah, give me that. Yeah. Hey, what do you want? Give me August. You know, here's speaking, here's whatever. You know, just keep giving me.
Do you have a favorite album?
Folklore, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I never beat Aaron Rodgers.
Neither have I. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
We're in a good club. All
right. Other than karaoke,
guys.
That one time.
Thanks
for that. Yeah. You're a good singer.
We had a great karaoke night.
Did you?
At the Chateau Sanchez.
Yeah.
Chateau Sanchez.
Great singer. Great dancer.
He is.
I'm not
you.
A good dancer.
Me?
He's a good dancer.
I am pretty good dancer.
I've seen you dance. Really good.
No. Did you know?
Good
times. You want a fun fact? Aaron and I had our first Pro Bowl together.
Ooh. What's that like?
It was in Hawaii.
Oh, the cool one.
Yeah. When it was cool.
It was your first and my first?
2009?
Yeah. But was that in Hawaii?
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
2009 was in Hawaii.
Orlando?
It's in Florida.
No, that was 2010.
Yeah, 2010 I was there. The 2010, it was what, January of 2010.
January 2009.
I wasn't there.
You didn't go?
I didn't. 2008 was my first year starting. I don't know about you. I'm just talking for myself here. I didn't make the Pro Bowl, actually. I'm surprised too.
No, I thought, oh, wow.
2009 season, I made the Pro Bowl.
That one was.
And that was in Miami. That was my first Pro Bowl.
Was it?
So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Were you there?
In Miami?
You didn't make that one?
No, I made that one.
You made that one?
Yeah, that was when we all got booed.
Who?
In Miami. The Jets players. Because we were in Miami.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes okay.
Sense. That was a fun year, though. To me, that was actually more fun than the Hawaii one.
Why?
Why? I mean, I've been voted in a few times. I've only been twice. I think I went after the 14 season, I think it was, or 12 season maybe. It was the last year of – it was the first year of nobody playing hard. First play of the game, I handed off to LeSean McCoy, and he ran up in the line and kind of like – there's a little, you know, sarcastic ball hugging and stuff. And then
– brother-in-law.
I was like, yeah. This is, you know, expensive. What about
the
trip.
New format? Would you participate in the new format?
I don't – what is it?
They play like flag football, and they have like dodgeball and like all these other games.
Yeah, probably not. I don't have as good an excuse as Phil Rivers had the one year.
What did he say?
I just had my eighth kid. Can't make it. That's a good excuse.
He's got a damn That's baseball a team. Yeah. He's close. You are on Hard Knocks, but this is not your first HBO show.
Yeah, allegedly.
Tell us about that. Tell us about your time on
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, man.
That's my time on Game of Thrones.
Did you think it was going to be?
I was on set all day.
So I was in London. Kind of pissed? No, listen,
I can't be pissed. I love the show, except for the last season, mostly the last couple of episodes. But I was in London on a vacation.
Okay.
I planned it around the same time. So I was in Europe and London for a few days, and then went to Belfast where they were shooting and got there early, got in my garb. There was like 400 extras. It was the, if you know the show, the second last episode. I'm a penultimate episode kind of guy for my time on The Office. So I was like, perfect. I got, you know, a lot of FaceTime. One small issue. Now, I don't know if this was why I got cut out or not, but they put us in the garb of townspeople. And Arya's running through King's Landing trying to get out of the city, right, as the mother of dragons is scorching. And we're, me and this other guy are kind of like helping people move bodies, and there's crazy blood and makeup and disfigurement everywhere. And there's multiple times where I'm in the shot. One small issue. The other guy from America who was there was a friend of the writers, and he wouldn't wear his hat. So he's supposed to wear this red hat, that King's Landing hat. And so he had a lot of gel in his hair. I think that might have cut out both of us from the shot. That he,
no way. Sabotage.
Not wanting to wear the hat. I can't confirm or deny that, but okay. Mm-hmm. I do know there was multiple times where we were all over the shot. And, you know, from Arya's perspective, over her shoulder, the first one, we're carrying the body out. And so, you know, the only thing I took a lot of offense about was people saying I was that guy running around whose leg was flailing out to the side, super unathletic person. I said, listen, I might not be as athletic as I used to be, but come on.
But don't call me that
guy. Don't call me that guy.
That's bad.
So when you watch it, I remember I was watching it and my agent was watching it because he had been there with me and we're huge fans of the show. And yeah, I was kind of pumped, like, oh, I'm going to get like maybe 15 seconds. It's going to be awesome. You know?
He, like, sag after,
Ed Sheeran, you know, credit. We're going to get to sing a song. Sorry, gets to sing a song. But I'm like, I'm going to get a little FaceTime. This That's is awesome. Great. And then it was like, boom, there's my body. Yep, there's my, no head. And then I was like, I mean, I'm in the smoke somewhere in the background. And then you like rewind it back super slow and like freeze frame it, like frame by frame. Like, well, there's the outline of my face kind of. Yeah, that's me right there.
I promise.
I swear. It took a lot of,
I was,
a lot of shit for that.
That's really funny. I was,
but I love the show and no qualms about
Did
that.
You get a cameo credit?
Good question. I don't know why they would have needed to, because okay. Again, if you, unless you're me or my agent who was there on set, or the guy who wouldn't put the hat on, you probably didn't know who was there.
Yeah. Did you get to meet the cast and everybody?
No, just Arya was there. That's it. Everybody. Had,
oh, wow.
I think everybody wrapped.
This you was get like, crafty?
Yeah.
Getting good food?
Yeah, and great food. Really good food. Yeah. Bangers and mash. And,
you're in IMDb for being in the show. You know that.
Am I really?
Yeah. Right. Credited.
You've been in a lot of shows, though.
So my story is, I was going to be on SNL, Tina Fey's hosting, Justin Bieber, My World 2.0, his album's coming out when he had the swoop hair.
Right here.
And so I'm like fanning out. He asked me to sign a jersey. Like, I was stoked. And they're like, you're going to sing I'm Every Woman or Every Woman by Chaka Khan with Tina Fey and Justin Bieber. It's like, sweet.
Nice.
Lines get cut. They're like, no, we just want you to go up there and smile. I was like, okay. That was it. No lines. It's nothing, true. Coach.
That's messed up.
But I still get like $7 in the mail nice. When it airs.
Yeah. Nice. I got a couple checks from the office. It was like,
oh, yeah. You're tight with Baumgartner, right?
Yeah. You're like $1.65, $2.20. Yeah.
Do you even cash them?
I don't know where they are.
Just direct deposit.
Special, they're in my special drawer, I think.
So are you on strike tonight right now? Drawer.
Yeah. Are you going to go pick it?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I couldn't make it out there in time, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Totally okay. Fair.
Voice of God. Our voice of God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Mark isn't on IMDb.
I'm not.
You got no credit anywhere.
I know.
That's a waste. Shame.
Really?
What a waste.
I don't believe that.
I don't. I'm really not.
Can we fact check that, Nate? Check that out.
I'm curious. The change.
Yes.
From holding the ball to now you spit it out anywhere.
Mm-hmm. A lot of practice.
A lot of practice.
The hardest practice was going from where I threw it at junior college to Cal and back. Because Jeff Tedford was like, you got to hold the ball on the shelf. And I was like, okay.
And the ball would stick out.
Yeah.
Like it looked almost uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell
him
that?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, since then, not at the time. I mean, you wouldn't. You know, when you're in college, I don't know how you guys felt. You probably didn't, but
no,
you know,
maybe you're a little more scared of your coaches. No, I really did. I was like scared. You're scared of coaches.
Not,
okay.
It was a new era.
Yeah. But I was, you know, talk yeah, back to him.
I
like,
know what you mean.
What if I just throw it like I did when you recruited me at JUCO when you liked me?
Should, yeah. Not good
like,
enough?
Didn't you like me then?
It's pretty good then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it messed with the timing my rookie year, I felt like, because to go from here where there's no wasted movement, and not that there's wasted movement from here, it's just extra movement.
Yeah.
So it changes the everything, really. The hitching, the timing of putting your foot down. Also, our drop was super weird at Cal. We used to do this thing. We would like be on a line and have our left foot right down the line, our right foot like angled back perpendicular to each other and drop back. Like, that was the weirdest thing ever.
Really?
It's the most bizarre drop.
Huh.
And it was just like work on keeping your left shoulder open or something. It was pointless.
So, almost like your feet go behind themselves. Like yeah, the old like school weird. Instead of backpedaling. Yeah, but
like,
yeah, I know.
What are we doing up here all yeah. the time? But I think that's the, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you've ever had quarterback coaches, but there's so many people that think they know how to teach a position and are teaching the wrong stuff. Yeah. I think a lot of it is, even in the coaching world, there's this idea that, you know, if we overcomplicate things, that means we have more knowledge than somebody else. And that means we have this clout to be able to say something. And, you know, it's this idea of like this esoteric quarterback knowledge. When it's rude, it's very simple. It's about timing, rhythm, and balance at the quarterback position. The guy throws the way you throw it. You can work on little things, I think. But once you get to be in the pros, it's tough to really tweak a lot of the throwing stuff, but the mechanics from the ground up, I think can really be worked on. And that's where guys don't spend as much time on. They're working on, you know, I see people trying to throw like I do, you know, with my foot and stuff that I do. And like, has anybody asked me why I do it?
Well,
I can
yeah,
tell you
why.
I did it because my knee was killing me for 20 years. I had to find ways to offload my left knee on my throw.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And in the process of doing that, I realized how important it is to get rotational force.
Yeah.
Instead of forward movement, and how that changed my entire throwing as I was using the ground to harness ground force and the rotational force instead of forward force, and then to play more on my toes instead of more flat-footed. Because when we were growing up, I don't know if you remember this, but it was like, stay off your toes. Don't get off your toes. Get off your toes.
Keep all your cleats in the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Every athlete plays in their toes.
Yeah.
Every sport, you got to play in your toes.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, you know, and we actually met at Elite 11 when you were in high school.
Yes.
Long, long time ago. But I think it's silly how some people think they really know how to teach the quarterback position, when in fact it's actually very simple. But it's in the simplicity that you can find the details that can actually make a difference with a guy. And that's why I loved working with Zach, because Zach has all the ability in the world. He can throw it. He can move and throw it.
He's got
the good
lower body. He's got it all.
Yeah. He can throw from off platform. Can we get him to throw the ball fundamentally from the ground up? Because then you add that to the other stuff, and then you're in the category of some of these guys who can really do it all and can last in league. Because at some point, the running around stuff, you got to play from the pocket. You know, because either age catches up, like with me, or
that's so funny.
You get
that.
Drilled too many times, and if you can't
do it
from the pocket,
you got to drop back maybe 3 to 5 times a game.
Yeah.
In college, it's around 10. In the NFL, the good teams, you make it to the final 4 teams. you're going to have to throw the ball
yep.
on a third down and drop back multiple times, anywhere from 15 plus, and go through one progression to two to three and get your check down or get out of trouble, whatever.
I don't think it's much different than the NBA. If you watch the NBA, and I'm guessing you guys are fans, I'm a huge fan. Yep. Regular season basketball, postseason basketball, what's the difference? It becomes a half-court game in the postseason. And so you have to have, you know, guys that can win a one-on-one. You have to have the game changes, and it's more about the execution. In the playoffs, everybody's really good, and it comes down to the windows get smaller. The execution is at a premium. You're not going to be able to run around, do a bunch of crazy stuff. You got to be on time. You got to throw a ball in rhythm.
That's a real and be accurate. Of the quarterback position.
Yeah, you never did that.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
That's fine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cool. I mean, I like it. Okay, are you guys going to nerd out on Star Wars? Because Nick's a huge Star Wars guy.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
Would you say that the 1, 2, and 3 are the best? Or
ooh,
no.
Jar Jar Binks in that?
No, no. Although I like the theory that he is a Sith Lord.
I like that theory too.
It kind of, it's weird. Yeah, we won't get deep into it because then he'll like just a little, like a little kid, he'll
start comfortable.
Yeah.
It will go away. But that I do find that intriguing. Like if he was a Sith Lord, how that all plays into it.
That keeps me up at night.
It does. It is. It's yeah. It's difficult. You'll be fine.
I wrestle with that.
All right, so you met Mark at Elite 11.
Yes.
He was in high school.
2000. Had
big old ears.
2004
or 5?
Well, it would have been before the 4 season, yeah. It was a wild group of counselors. Mostly just two guys, Kyle Orton and Jason White.
God. I remember it was either Orton or Jonathan Crompton got me to chew tobacco and I threw a dip in.
Gotta be Orton.
Oh, I puked my guts out. We ate Outback Steakhouse before. We had like a big barbecue.
Yeah.
Dude, puked my guts out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you couldn't swallow it. I was like eating. Yeah, disgusting.
You're like hopping on a motorcycle and not knowing it's manual.
That's bad.
Bad ball coach.
You know where Aaron and I met?
I had a joke, but it's not funny.
Yeah. Joint bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Really?
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were at a bachelorette?
It was
after
joint.
After a wedding. It already happened.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So well, then they went on a...
Well, they got courthouse wedding.
Oh.
And then
had a real wedding.
But yeah. Went to Vegas.
Then did the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only real, not even hard-hitting question, but...
Yes, come on. Bring it.
I'm going to ask media, some of the other players, but because they are such... fans of you, like you watched the first couple episodes of Hard Knocks or no?
Yes.
Okay, the first episode, and rightly so, everybody in the building is like, damn, that's Aaron, damn, that's Aaron. But I'm so glad that people get to see you as you and a normal human and not just form opinions based on whatever. So I guess the question is, how do you be one of the guys and the guy? Like, you know they're freaking out talking to you, but you also got to get them to play, and you got to motivate them, and you got to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do you build that bridge to those guys? Sauce, you know, time on task, I'm sure is part of it, but what's the secret there?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
That's deep.
That is a great question. And you know, whether you use this wording, but you know what it takes because you were in this position. If I could sum it up, I would say it very simply that I desire as a leader to be respected first and liked second. I believe if you do it the other way around, you'll get neither. If you try so hard to be liked, then you won't get the respect that you really want deep down. So it's not that I'm trying to be an ass ever, but I want them to respect me first. So how do I do that in a new system, new team, new organization? First, I got to go about my business and lead by example. So they're always watching. I think, you know,
always watch.
They were, and you know, they're always watching what we do. They're watching how we are in the weight room. They watch how we talk to people. They're watching what time we get to the facility, what time we leave the facility. How are we in the meetings? You know, how are we on the practice field? What are our habits like? Who do we talk to? Who do we not talk to? What are we doing outside the facility? They're watching everything. So who do I want to be is going to be depicted in my actions more than my words. And so if I want to be respected by these guys, which I really do, then making sure I'm leading the right way. And once you get that respect, because I already have some respect walking in, right? I'm 18 years, won MVPs, and people know who I am. But I didn't want to come in just making friends. And, you know, I want to come in and set the tempo, set the expectations, use my words to set the standard for how I want this season to be. I really believe in manifestation, and I didn't want to come in and shy away from any of the questions and comments and ideas that are outside the building. You know, how do you do that? You set the standard every single day. And that's been my approach. Obviously, I care deeply about the relationships. That's, as you guys know, that's what you miss the most when you're out of it, right?
100%.
Is that time with the guys. And and that's what's so fun when you get together with those guys, right? It's just you just BS and tell stories and, you know, and just I think about it every time we do a couple of gatherings every year. And it's just like, this is the freaking best time to like see those guys you played with and you battle with. And I deeply desire that with these guys. But first, I wanted to earn their respect. And once they saw how I worked, how I talked to the guys, you know, show them how much you care before they give about what you're saying. That's usually how it works. So that was my approach coming in. And I feel like it's been a good start to that whole thing. I've really been picking my spots, too. You know, I think the best leadership is authentic in nature, first and foremost. But second, understand sometimes is the time to say something. Sometimes it's time to defer. And I'm not a big rah-rah guy, so I don't feel like I need to get in the inner circle right away and just be breaking the team down all the time and doing stuff. It's not really my personality. But I think when you pick and choose, and we've all been around guys who've been on the quieter side sometimes. I had Julius Peppers, who didn't say a whole lot. But then the one time JP says something, you know, everybody's like, oh, like, hey, listen up there. Listen, hey, he's talking.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
His mic's on.
But I think there's something to that. There's a time and a place for everything. And I really wanted to kind of earn my stripes with these guys, even though I'm the old guy in the room, even though I've been around forever, even though I know what the expectations are. I wanted to earn the guys' respect so that it gave my voice even greater weight. And that's just, that was kind of my approach, and it's still my approach. And I'm having a hell of a time.
It's awesome. They're telling me that we have to wrap up.
We got
to
wrap up.
I don't want to. Well, I do have
just
one
more good question.
I have one good question for you.
Yeah, go.
Favorite Robin Williams movie?
Ooh.
That's tough.
Hook.
Yeah.
Say it. You know Mrs. Doubtfire.
Honestly, in the last few days, I've watched multiple, last 2 weeks probably, I've watched multiple Robin Williams films. I will do one little segue answer or side, you know, side route answer and then get back to what I actually think. I really enjoy nicknames. I give people nicknames. Mm-hmm. And Keith Carter, our line coach, is a fiery individual. Mm-hmm. And him and I have some back and forth from time to time, all in love.
Of course.
But I wanted to get a nickname. And the best nicknames for those kind of people are ones that kind of stick in them a little bit, you know? So I started calling him Smee from Hook.
Right? Nice. Mm-hmm.
Because I used to call LeFleur Captain Blood, which was a reference to Mighty Ducks 2 when Emilio Estevez starts training him after games and keeping them there long. And I'd do it because he didn't really like it, you know. And it was a reference to like, hey, get us out of the building maybe, you know, a little earlier every now and then. You kind of grind us a little bit. I can't call Sal a Captain Blood.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the captain part of it. Mm-hmm. So I started calling him Captain Hook. So then Keith Carter, Shmee. So it's a good start. Hook is not my favorite Robin Williams movie. It's definitely top three. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go on the sentimental route and say Good Will Hunting.
Ooh,
he's so good in that movie. Mm-hmm. And there's just that one scene gets me every time where he's meeting with Matt Damon. He's got his file. Matt's like, what does it say in it? That, you know, I have attachment issues or blah, blah, blah. And he just says, it's not your fault so many times. It's just such a sweet moment. Matt Damon starts crying. Sentimental.
Love that.
Good moment.
Mrs. Doubtfire is good too.
Though. It is great. That was the other one. I watched Mrs. Doubtfire and Good Will Hunting in the last couple of weeks, randomly. I was at the hotel.
Ooh, Aladdin.
Genius performance.
Here's my problem with that, because we were talking about, I was talking with Hacks Kids after work today. We were talking about, she brought up Bradley Cooper, who's a favorite actor, and she mentioned that he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. With all due respect, I can say whatever I want, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He's not in it. He voices a character.
Who?
He voices Rocket, the raccoon.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't even think about
He's definitely a part of the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think the wording in it, he's in it.
Yeah, I get
it. He voices
the
character.
I see why you have
an
issue with that.
He voices the character, but it's cartoons. Okay.
Oh,
is he great?
His voice is
fantastic. It's incredible.
His voice is pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know.
What would you go with?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's
You're a big funny. Pierce Brosnan fan, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome. Appreciate you.
Good luck on season three.
That was awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for kicking off season three.
All right. It's all downhill from here.
It really is.
Jets fans, we're in our final push and the clock is ticking. WynnBET is giving you a golden opportunity to win VIP prizes for the 2023 season. The WynnBET Green Room is the most exclusive space at the stadium with all-inclusive food and beverage, lower-level seats, and appearances by Jets legends and celebrities. New Jersey customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET Sportsbook or Casino. For New York customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET's Sportsbook. The best part? You get an entry for every $100 you wager.
And that was Aaron Rodgers on The Exchange, presented by WynnBET.
Love it.
That was awesome.
Way you start season three.
That's a banger to start.
Let's go.
I love that I already messed up.
No.
Yeah, I did. You messed up his Pro Bowl. I thought he was with me in Hawaii.
It's okay.
So now I've got Ray Romano messed up with him, messed up with Aaron Rodgers.
It's becoming a pattern.
Kinda is. Maybe I'm not as smart as
what
I think.
What did you say to Romano? Everyone loves Raymond.
I said I was calling it everyone loves Raymond, and it's everybody.
Everybody.
Loves.
Classic.
So yeah,
classic
maybe I just stink at
gold.
This.
That's great.
That's kind of the vibe I get.
I love it. It makes you you.
Yeah.
And I love you. So
I enjoyed when you guys went QB nerdy.
Dude,
that was nice.
Like one of the best breakdowns of the position.
I kind of want him to teach me how to play the ball.
Yeah.
I know I'm a little late, but.
No, you could still get, you could still do it.
Still sling it around a little bit.
Just, he's so much deeper than people realize, you know? And I'm just, I said it to him, but I think Hard Knocks has been a great thing for him. Things like this kind of interview are great for him because you see what kind of personality and how thoughtful and intentional he is.
Yeah, and I think that's I think that started happening too a little bit when he started being a regular guest on the Pat McAfee show.
True.
Because like that opened him
Very
up a
true.
Little bit more where he has that comfortability because I think a lot of times people are guarded when they're doing regular media stuff because everyone's always looking for a gotcha.
Right.
And so
it's like a safe space for
him. Safe space. And so I think he's gotten what appears to be that he's gotten to this point of the career where he's not worried about the gotcha moments.
Yeah.
And so he's enjoying them.
It's like passing.
And
yeah.
It is awesome to watch him and the excitement he brings.
It's like
to,
a kid again.
Yeah.
It's
like
really cool.
Seeing the Hard Knocks episodes. Seeing him, you know, in the off season and everything and watching him run around and seeing that love of football.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you go along and you're longer in it, you know, the job, it really is a job and you still have that love, but it's not like a kid like love. And now like his kid like love is like the same of
they relit the fire.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's
really
which
cool.
is a lot of fun. So.
And it's been fun to watch him in these joint practices. He looks sharp, man.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Which is good.
It's,
you know,
it's really fun. Really fun.
And I think I enjoy his taking, you know, talking about Zach.
Yes.
And taking him like that.
Making a point to, yeah.
And
that's really cool.
It's really cool.
Because a lot of guys, most
guys
don't. I would say, wouldn't, yeah, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not my issue.
Right.
And it's really cool. He's embraced that.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it. I know I lived through the first time. We had a Green Bay quarterback come over here. I hope this time works out better.
Yeah.
But it should be a lot of fun. And I, as like you said, great first episode.
Great first episode. In the can. Let's go.
Hey. All right. Now it's your turn.
Don't forget to rate, review, follow, and listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.